Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez. Today is Monday, and we're kicking off a brand new week of AI implementation strategies. Alex, before we dive into our main topic of AI strategy development for organizations, what's the latest in AI news that our listeners should know about?
Great question, Sarah. This week has been massive for understanding the scale of AI adoption. Gartner just released their latest forecast, showing that worldwide AI spending will hit $1.5 trillion in 2025. That's nearly a 50% increase from last year. What's particularly interesting for our listeners is how this breaks down. $282 billion on AI services, $172 billion on AI application software, and $267 billion on AI-optimized servers.
Wow, those are incredible numbers. What does this mean for the businesses our listeners are working with?
This tells us that AI isn't just a trend anymore. It's becoming critical infrastructure. Companies are moving from experimentation to serious implementation. But here's what I find fascinating. According to Anthropic's latest economic index, there's a huge disparity in how different-sized businesses are adopting AI. Smaller companies are focusing heavily on coding tasks, over 50% of usage in emerging markets, while larger enterprises are diversifying into education, business operations, and strategic planning.
That's a perfect segue into today's topic. So we're talking about AI strategy development for organizations. Alex, where should listeners start if they're tasked with developing an AI strategy for their company, whether it's a small business or a large enterprise?
Excellent question, Sarah. Let me start with a framework that works regardless of company size. Think of AI strategy development like planning a road trip. You need to know where you are now, where you want to go, what route to take, and what resources you'll need along the way.
I love that analogy. So, what's the first step in this AI strategy roadmap?
Step one is the current state assessment. For small businesses, this might be as simple as listing your biggest time-consuming tasks and asking, which of these could AI help with? For enterprises, it's more comprehensive, auditing existing data, evaluating current technology infrastructure, and understanding regulatory requirements. The key insight here is that 95% of enterprise AI pilots are failing, according to MIT's Nanda initiative. Often because companies skip this foundational step.
That's a sobering statistic. So what should organizations be looking for in this assessment phase?
Three critical areas, Sarah. First, data readiness. Can you access and use your data effectively? Second, technical infrastructure. Do you have the systems to support AI tools? And third, organizational readiness. Are your people prepared to work with AI? Small businesses actually have an advantage here because they're more agile and have fewer legacy systems to work around.
That's interesting. I would have thought larger companies had more advantages. What's the next step in building this strategy?
Step two is goal setting and prioritization. This is where company size really matters. Small businesses should focus on 1 to 2 high-impact use cases, maybe automating customer service or streamlining inventory management. Enterprises can pursue multiple parallel initiatives, but they need clear prioritization frameworks. I recommend the RICE method: reach, impact, confidence, and effort.
Can you give us an example of how this might look different for a small business versus a large corporation?
Absolutely. A small marketing agency might prioritize automating social media content creation because it has high reach across all clients, significant impact on productivity, high confidence it will work, and relatively low effort to implement. A large corporation might prioritize predictive analytics for supply chain optimization, higher effort and complexity, but massive potential impact across thousands of operations.
This is really helpful. What's the third step in our AI strategy framework?
Step three is implementation planning, and this is where the rubber meets the road. You need to create what I call an AI implementation hierarchy. Think of it like building a house. You start with the foundation before adding the roof. Small businesses might begin with AI-powered tools like ChatGPT for content creation, then gradually move to more sophisticated automation. Enterprises need more structured phases: pilot programs, proof of concept, scaled deployment, and finally, transformation.
I'm curious about something. How do small businesses and large corporations differ in their advantages when implementing AI?
Great question. Small businesses have speed and agility. They can test new AI tools quickly, make decisions faster, and pivot when something isn't working. But they often lack dedicated technical resources and data science expertise. Large corporations have the opposite challenge: abundant resources and data, but complex approval processes and legacy system constraints. The sweet spot is when small businesses leverage cloud-based AI services for quick wins, while enterprises focus on custom solutions that integrate with existing systems.
I'm curious about something. What are some common pitfalls that organizations should avoid when developing their AI strategy?
The biggest mistake I see is what I call AI for AI's sake, implementing AI technology without a clear business objective. Another major pitfall is underestimating the change management aspect. People need to understand not just how to use AI tools, but why they benefit the organization and their personal productivity. Finally, many organizations fail to establish proper governance frameworks up front, leading to security risks and compliance issues later.
As we wrap up, what's the most important takeaway for our listeners who need to start developing an AI strategy this week?
Start small, think big. Move fast. Whether you're in a startup or a Fortune 500 company, begin with one clear, measurable use case. Document what works and what doesn't. Build confidence and competence gradually. Remember, the companies investing in that $1.5 trillion in AI spending aren't just buying technology, they're building strategic advantages. The question isn't whether AI will transform your industry, but whether you'll be leading that transformation or catching up to it.
Perfect advice. Tomorrow, we're diving into AI ROI measurement and success metrics. Because implementing AI is just the beginning, you'll want to measure and prove its value. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, in the world of AI implementation, strategy isn't just planning, it's your competitive advantage.
Until tomorrow, keep building your AI-powered future.